starting now. We will start our apologies for being 5 minutes late, but some of the members had indicated that they will be delayed. We're meeting for the first time, so we'll do the normal procedural thing by introducing ourselves. After that, the members will introduce themselves. After that, we'll let Kula introduce themselves. I mean, Sida, I'm sorry, my apologies. Only that we're talking about Kula now. And Sida will introduce themselves. After that, we'll give the chance to Sida, whether the chairperson, to say something as an introduction, and then we'll give the CEO to do the presentation. I am Dumisani Gamede, chairperson of this committee, Trade and International Relations, and from KwaZulu-Natal. The introduction will go towards my left.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Hlupheka Mtileni. I'm the committee secretary for this committee.
Good morning. I'm Elsa van Lingen, and I'm from the Eastern Cape.
Good morning. My name is Beth Abrams, and I'm from Gauteng.
Good morning, my name is Matipako Dikhalo from Limpopo Province in Dekhala Village.
Oh, please, KZN.
Bafuna Limgoni, Free State.
Let's introduce the gentleman so that when you go that side, everybody must be introduced.
I'm Lula Mitoto from PMT.
Sarot Schneider, DPI.
Renji Talamoto from CEDA.
Lusapo Njenga from CEDA.
Sonela Lupuana from CEDA.
Linda Mgomezulu, CEDA.
Marilise Wachenhoorn, CEDA.
Chair Salji, CEDA.
Max Tivella, DTI.
Mpho Ramatla, DTI.
Good morning, Jody Scott, DTI.
He's going to do DTI. Thanks very much. Other members that will join us later will introduce themselves. Can I please give this opportunity to the chairperson?
Honourable Chair, thank you once more for receiving us at CEDA this morning. We're indeed honoured. We've learned that the parliamentary work is overloaded, but we should really appreciate the opportunity to come and address the committee about the work that CEDA does. Honourable members, we are here to basically account for the period 2009-2010. And I have a team of our generals here from CEDA, from CEO, CFO, and other strategic operations of the organization. And I'm saying we're honored in that the results that we're presenting to us are positive results, and we'll be able to get feedback from the committee in terms of how it sees CEDA. And we've already said that whatever feedback we get assist in that we could go back and then alter some of our programs, services and products. And I thought I should briefly just introduce us to where CEDA comes from in background. The Small Enterprise Development Agency was established in 2004. The reason the institutions that were merged to establish CEDA, mainly were NZIGA, which was looking at the entrepreneur leadership promotion. It was NAMAC, which was an establishment that was responsible for the manufacturing sector in small business. Later, we then had the CEDAP technology program and all other small ones, including the SAKI and so forth. But mainly, the purpose of the establishment of merging these institutions was to ensure that we could drive towards some kind of a one-stop shop for small enterprise development in this country, to get rid of the duplication that was recognized, and also to get rid of confusion that you bring in the whole small enterprise development sector, where SMEs become confused as to where they should go for what sort of services in government. That merger, Chair, caused a whole host of issues. As we all know, that mergers don't come easy. Systems are different, styles of management and leadership are different, and CEDAP suffered a bit of a downswing in its first few years. And coupled with that were adverse audit findings. The organization, as we are talking today, Chair, is free of managerial issues that the Auditor General should be concerned with. It has been well managed. Systems are in place. Standards are kept. Compliance is one of the key values in the system. We haven't speak about